Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tea Talk with Angel, the belly dancing medium. Each Wednesday at 9 p.m., I present messages of inspiration and motivation and discuss topics from across the community. Callers are always welcome, and I'm happy to do on-air readings on every show. Sign up for news and updates at bellydancingmedium.com, and please remember to like my program before the show's over. Now sit down, pour a cup of tea, and join me for a fabulous and fun gathering.
Well, good evening and welcome to the program. This is Angel, the belly dancing medium. Last week's show, I wasn't able to make it on. I had some technical difficulties and ended up having not able to get on, and I'm here tonight. I'm going to only be here for the half time of the show because of a prior engagement, but I wanted to make sure I got through and got on the program since I was not able to make it next week. I had a lot of people emailing me, oh, we didn't get the show, and I felt just terrible about that, but I am here. And the first thing I want to say is thank you for tuning in and welcome to this show. Every Wednesday, I am here to give you messages of inspiration, answer questions, and just have a wonderful spiritual enlightenment time with you here on my blog talk radio show on Spirit Talk Radio on New Age Guild Radio. And so for those of you who have never heard me before, I am Angel, a belly dancing medium. My website is bellydancingmedium.com. You can also find me at angelthacker.com, where you'll find everything that I do, that I bring to the community to serve and support you in getting to your goals. I have a process that I call a soul journey transformation. And a process that I've gone through, which I call soul journey shamanism. And this is a process through which connecting through every ounce of your being, through all the energy centers, through all your energy selves, through your past life, your present life, and your forward life, to ignite what it is within you and your purpose and your mission to be in joyous prosperity and abundant prosperity in all areas of your life. And I want to talk about that with the callers that call in today with the reduced amount of time that I have. So I ask that if you are on hold and you have a question, let's dig and talk about what your purpose is and give you the opportunity to think about that around the topic of your question. And keep your questions to a minimum. I'd like to do no more than about 5 minutes. For those of you who need some in-depth work, I invite you to go to my website, bellydancingmedium.com. I have a wonderful service that I provide that I call a soul system diagnostic. It is a reduced reading and it is only $45. And in that reading, I will be able to answer questions for you around a situation, a relationship, something that may be stressing you out, how to move forward in a specific task or project or whatever it is that you want to focus on if you need more in-depth information. But for today's show, for the sake of time and for the courtesy to the rest of the folks that are waiting, they're trying to limit the calls as much as possible. So I'm going to take my first caller. Good evening. You're on the air with Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel. It's Kathy in Atlanta. How are you?
I'm fine, Kathy, in Atlanta. How is everything going these days?
It's not. I'm still almost in the same place. The question on the attorney with the damage to my home,
yes,
and things, I have a counter. We're putting in a counter offer.
Mm-hmm.
The attorney sent me the draft. I don't like the word in there. They say this is their final offer,
okay,
and then they're not strong on litigation or lawsuit, and then the numbers that I gave them to present, they don't really like it. So just in a nutshell, I don't think they're fighting for me, and I don't know what to do.
Okay. Well, that's the final offer that they want to make in terms of a settlement. Doesn't mean that you can't continue to move forward. And what I'm getting is that you do have the choice to choose to work with someone else. I know I offered to give a reading and we weren't able to connect on the day that I was available. I am available again on this Sunday if you want to set up a time. Because my times book up fast. That's the only problem that I have is my times book up. So if you want to book up, when's your deadline?
Sunday.
Sorry.
Sunday. I have to, I can wait. I don't see why I can't. I didn't have a deadline for them to present. It's just the sooner the better, but I can wait till Sunday if I have to. They'll probably be a little, they, meaning my attorneys, be a little irritated, but it is what it is.
Well, today's Thursday. Wednesday. Today's Wednesday, and tomorrow's Thursday, and the next day's Friday. So if they just gave this to you, the expectation that you're going to just sign it and give it to them based on how long you've been working on it, it would be unrealistic. You know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week is probably perfectly fine for you to get back to them. So, you know, I would love to give you some insights and some deep thought, because the big process for you is more about the state that you're in than anything else. And getting you in a place where you're not feeling that it's in darkness. Because the reality that I see when I look at this is that if you were in a different space, it wouldn't feel so dark. It would just kind of, this is what it looks like to be in litigation. They can always ask for you to settle. That does not mean that you have to. You can always push back and fight back, and you can always find somebody else to work with. You know, that's the reality of it.
Yeah, well, spinal, I was just going to take that word out, but we can talk. It's Sunday, I'm open anytime.
Okay.
Just let me know when or how so I don't miss your message again. But
no, that's okay. How about 11 o'clock, have 11:30 on Sunday?
Okay.
That's Pacific time. I'm on the West Coast. That's Pacific time.
Right. Okay, so 11:30, 12:30, 1:30, 2:30. So it'll be 2:30 my time, right?
Yes.
It's
so
9 there now.
Send me an email.
Okay.
Confirm that you're available, and I'll book it, and then we can schedule that so that you can get some more time. Because I want to honor my commitment to you on that, but I got to get you in a space. It's like I keep hearing the same thing over and over again. You know, they can ask for what they want. They can say what they want, but it doesn't mean anything. It's just, you know, what they want. And the word final, it's just a word. It doesn't have to be in there. You can make whatever changes you want to make. They're just sending something to you. They work for you. You don't work for them.
And that's where, the problem is just, I've just never seen something like this before in my life. Like you said, they worked for me, and they had it backwards. And then going to get another attorney, this is the only one that I could find last year that would actually take it, deal, because they always say it's a little sticky going against the contractor's insurance. So, and we're there. It's just the numbers between my attorney and the insurance company's attorney to find a win-win solution that, you know, I have to give and they have to give. But what they offered before is crazy. What I'm trying to counter-offer back with my attorneys are like, okay, it's, I don't think so. And that's where they're passive-aggressive. And I've never seen an attorney passive-aggressive in my life. So,
well, it does happen. It doesn't mean anything, because they work for you. Just because they say, well, I don't know, doesn't mean you can't say go do it. But let's talk on Sunday.
Yes. Okay. I'll send you an email. I'll send you through the contact page.
No, you can send me an email. My email, if you go to the contact page, you can do that, or you can just send me an email. And my email is Angel. It's angelythacker@gmail.com.
Wait, Angel what?
Angel Y, the letter Y.
Y
Thacker.
Uh-huh.
Thacker, Thacker @gmail.com. And everybody's got my email now. So you're welcome to send me an email because you don't always see the stuff when I respond to your messages. You'll miss them because you're not seeing them. So just send me a direct email. Okay.
No problem. I will do that. Help someone else, and we'll talk on Sunday.
Alrighty. 11:30. Alrighty. I'll talk to you then, dear. Okay. Bye bye. All right. So having started this conversation tonight with this whole process of soul journey transformation, I just want to touch on something. This is the last caller I've talked to before, and she is going through something, and I'm really keen in to help her get through this. And life can be challenging when we're challenged at our souls, when we're on our soul journey, when we're on our purpose journey. The things that we have to go through, that last bit of training, it's like losing weight and getting that last 5 pounds. Maybe the hardest 5 pounds you've ever lost in your life. No matter how much weight you've lost, I myself have been through a weight loss journey. I've lost hundreds of pounds. Those last 10 pounds are the worst to lose because they're the hardest and they take the hardest work. Your soul journey is the hardest work because you are challenged your soul. You're challenged to the level of your soul. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I talking to?
Hello, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you today?
Good. I don't think I've ever seen you before.
Okay.
It was interesting with the soul journey because I had a near-death experience when I was really young, and I wanted to leave and go to heaven, and they said, no, now is not your time. But I can't say I've had a really great life either. So,
understood,
I mean,
right?
Yeah.
So what is it that's on your mind today?
Well, today, here's the thing. I mean, it's been excruciating the past couple of years with the junk I've had to put up with at work and stuff, but I have high hopes that I'm going to get a new job and I'm going to move, and I'm hoping this is all going to, you know, pan out by next month. And I guess I feel like I want to ask you about my love life, though, because I haven't had one in a very, very long time, and I'm wondering if I'll ever have one, and hopefully this year.
So the question that you originally asked was, will I ever have one? And then you specified, mm-hmm. will I have one in this year? So one of the things that I get for you is, you know, first of all, with clarity, absolutely yes. You're not done. like that door is closed the rest of your life and there's no other opportunities ever going to come in. What's happening with you right now is that you're focusing on other stuff. Now, the thing about being on a soul journey, the thing about being on a purpose journey is that, you know, as simplified as it may sound, anybody can go get a job and rent an apartment, rent a house, get a interesting, pleasant relationship, get a dog or a cat and live a life, right? Anybody can do that. But not everybody finds the strength and the opportunity to live their passion and have the ideal job and the perfect house and the perfect mate, the perfect pet, and just be that person that people are envious of, because life occurs to us as we look at them to be easy. But we don't see the things that they did to get there, right? And when you're on that soul journey path, it's a challenge. And you feel like you have to make sacrifice and all this kind of stuff. That's the space you're in right now, because you're trying to generate and create this great thing that you want, this job and this relocation, and you're pulling all this stuff together, and it's going well, and it's coming together ideally, and it's moving forward in the way it's supposed to move forward, and you're going to be really happy at the outcome when it's over. But that's all you're focused on right now, so you're distracted from everything else. So it's like a plan. You're in phase two of your plan. Once you get where you are, the opportunities are going to open up, and then the relationship phase is going to come in, because you don't want to meet somebody now, because you're changing to another place. So anybody that you meet now is not going to even, you're going to be like so over them 6 months from now, because they're not going to be evolve where you are, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And so now when you get to the new space, that's when the opportunities are going to come in. So you asked if it's going to be this year. I'm not seeing this year, because you got to remember this year is going to be over in like 5 months. So we're almost done. 2018 is your breakthrough year in terms of joyous life comfort. Right now, what 2017 was about change and transformation. And 2018 for you is going to be about joy and comfort, and that's when I see the opportunity coming to you. So you don't have that long. You got 2 weeks left in July, and then we're in August, you got 4 months. You'll spend the next, it looks like, 3 months settling into your new situation. So then you're going to be at a November, December. So we're looking at going into 2018. Can you live with that?
Yeah, I can live with that, and I've got a lot more questions for you. So where can I find you again?
You can find me at a really fun email on the website address. It's called bellydancingmedium.com, because that's who I am. I have a really great offering that I give the folks that call on the show. It's my soul system diagnostic. It's a 20-minute reading. If you're not prepared to go in for a full hour, it's $45. I do a 3-card spread, connect to your chakra energy, identify your blockages, and give you messages from the guides on what you need to focus on. So it's a great way to get a lot of information in a smaller nut. Some people have a hard time with the full hour and the costs and such. So I would love to work with you. As you heard, I'm booking sessions Sunday, and I have some time slots available. So if you do want to get with me, you got to let me know, because my slots fill up really fast.
All right, I will. I would like to ask you about my daughter. So is that all right to ask about?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless. Have a fantastic evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Really great. You know, it's so much fun to work with people on their journey. I'm going to give my call signs here again, have my little blatant commercial here. Please like the radio show. It's really important to me that I have the opportunity to broadcast as often as possible, and it really helps when you like the radio show if you enjoy what you're listening to. And then go to my website, bellydancingmedium.com, you'll have the opportunity to sign up for my mailing list, and you'll get a great copy of my ebook, 8 Keys to Life Transformation. This will help you get information and get through some of the things that you may be going through to get to the next level of your life. And you'll see my Facebook page, my Twitter page there. You can like my Facebook and get a regular updates on what I'm doing. I send out messages of inspiration and affirmations that you can enjoy that will help you get through the day. And you'll see all my offerings. I'll ask you to take a moment as you're playing in my website to check out the Soul System Diagnostic. If that's something that you can do, I would love to help you out, answer more in-depth questions for you. But in the meantime, I am happy to take a couple more calls. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I talking to?
Hi, good night. My name is Soraya.
Soraya, what a pretty name. How can I help you?
Thank you. Well, tonight, my pressing question is my move. I've been looking, searching. Nothing's opened up. Do you see anything happening?
Your move?
Like, I'm winding down to my 11 days.
Where are you calling from again?
Connecticut.
Connecticut, okay. Connecticut. Okay, let's have a look. So, you want to know if opportunity for move is going to pop in here for you, because we're almost at the end of the month here, and it looks really you're not sure how you're believing things. And
exactly.
You're being told here, and what I'm getting is to connect more, because your connection is being disrupted by the stress of the moment, which is distracting from your ability to generate. You have the wonderful magic to create, and it's blocked right now by that. So I'm getting the answer is yes. I'm not seeing that this is not going to manifest, but I am seeing you're almost stopping it because you're so stressed out. It's like you're looking at it. What's the thing my husband used to tell me? No, I got this from Anthony Robbins. He says, if you keep telling a race car driver not to hit the wall, what's the first thing he's going to do when he drives out the gate? He's going to hit the wall. That's the space you're in right now. It's like, oh my God, it's going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And you'll manifest your own destiny. So you need to take the time to reground yourself or reconnect yourself so that you can allow this to generate. And you're going to be surprised. It's going to be like a magic trick. It's going to come to pass. Just because you only got 11 days, you know, left does not mean that the victory cannot come. That's what I'm being told to for you.
Okay.
But the key for you is that relaxation. Even if it's just sleep, you know, if you're not the meditating guru gal, just some sleep. It's like you're just like the image I'm seeing is like the classic cartoon with the guy pacing back and forth till there's a hole in the carpet. It's so stressful for you. You cannot manifest. You cannot manifest in this space. So I encourage you to take 5 minutes a day. You don't need a lot of time. Just 5 minutes a day in the morning to just sit in contemplation around the white light and then the gold light around your chakras and calm. Send out your desires to the divine and know, have faith, know that these desires are going to happen and you're going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not seeing any blocks. I'm not seeing any negativity. If I did, I would tell you. I'm very direct. If I did, I would tell you. But you got to get out of this space. Have you signed up for my prayer list yet?
You know what? No, I did not.
Go ahead and sign up. Go up to sign up the prayer list. I'll add you to the prayer list so that I can send you some energy and just stay focused, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and let me know if you need anything. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you as well. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, that was a really great call and a really great example of the stuff I talk about. It's so important that you be in a space of positivity. Well, Pam, the S coach, brought this up on her show the other day. I was talking to Linda Guerra, who was on the radio the other day. A lot of people are referencing quantum physics and the basic law of like every action has a reaction. Everything that you do, every space that you're in, all the energy that you create creates energy in your life. And when you walk the path of the mystic or you become enlightened, you begin to build that energy around you to communicate and ignite opportunity around you, like a direct connection to spirit, to the divine, like a phone line. Oh, gosh, gave my age away there. The phone line, right? With the phone line directly to the divine, what happens is if we create ourselves in a ball of stress or a ball of negativity, we can cause the communication to come out and come back to us in that negativity. And that's what we want to avoid. That's very important that we avoid that. I'm going to take the next caller. Thank you for holding. You're on the air. This is Angel. Who am I talking to?
Angel, it's Kathy. I was just listening. So,
oh, you're just
listening.
So I'll put you back onto the list. You're welcome. For holding, this is Angel. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Angel. This is Katie.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm pretty good.
What's going on with you tonight?
I just have, I'm trying to see which one is more important. I want to ask about my romance, right? If you saw anything new coming in for me.
Romance. Everybody wants some romance. Let's see what we got. So in the spirit of the soul journey transformation and looking at the keys for you as I connect, that you're being asked to not compromise in your desires in who you are and what you want in a relationship. And a lot of people coming to you right now, it's like you get a lot of opportunities right now that present themselves like applicants that are showing up to apply for the position, but they're just not qualifying because who you are right now is just like, I'm not that person. You're very giving. You're very mothering. You're very loving. You're very giving. But you're also, at the same time, your expectations are high. Like, I love you and I'm going to pamper you. I'm going to take care of you. But you have to have these six things. You got to have a job. That's important. You got to have a certain kind of focus. And everybody that's showing up right now with their application is missing stuff. So why is that important to say? That's important to say because it makes you feel like nothing's happening, because every time somebody knocks at the door, they're Mr. Wrong and not Mr. Right. So don't turn that into a story of what's not coming to you, because there's a lot coming to you. You will find the right person.
I went on a date tonight. You seem pretty cool, but...
You just say you're going on or you're on one right now?
No, I had a date.
I was going to say, you're not calling me while you're on a date.
No. Seems like... I'm trying to read his energy. He seems like a good person, but I'm not too sure about him. And I'm going to be honest, I'm supposed to be in a relationship, but this guy, I can't understand what's going on with him. He, you know, I have expectations. He's not doing the bare minimum, so I went on a date tonight because I just don't get it with this guy that I'm in a relationship with. He's really, I don't know what's going on with him. But
so the one that you went out with tonight, what is his first name?
Oh, man, I forgot.
That's actually a good answer, because that's what I was getting. I was getting that he is not... he is not taking your breath away. He was just different from this. He was just like a vacation. And he was a fun vacation. Yeah. I mean, you could go on vacation again. But he's not the one. So you didn't remember his name because he didn't blow you away. He didn't like knock you off your feet.
Yeah.
Because he's not the full package that you're looking for. So that was that answer you gave me made perfect sense. And the guy that you're kind of in a relationship with, what's his first name?
Anthony.
Okay. So for Anthony, what I see with Anthony is that this is the funniest message I've ever heard in my life. This relationship is falling asleep, is what I'm hearing. Like, it's falling asleep. Like, you're dozing off because it's not exciting. It's not connecting. It's not – you're saying he's not doing anything, and that's exactly what it is. It's missing something. So here's the thing about when it's missing something. It's missing something because he's become complacent in his process. He's like, okay, she's over there. That's cool. And he's doing his thing, right? He doesn't realize that he has to do the work. But I'm not getting he's not willing to do the work. If you choose to communicate to him, he may be willing to do the work. The hard part is you will always be back in this spot. He will pick it up, and it'll be good for a minute, and then it goes back to this spot because this is who he is. So part
of
your
that's him with everybody. Like, that's just his character.
That's who he is. He's not playing a game. This is just who he is. He can take it up. He can turn it up. If you stomped your foot and said, this is what I desire and this is what I need and you need to take it to the next level, he can do that. It's just work for him. It's exercise for him. It's a workout. It's a muscle that he's not good at right now.
Yeah, it's like his communication is poor. We were supposed to have a serious conversation tonight. And then he never texts, never communicates. And I'm trying to, like, have this trust. But that is just, it just makes me not feel like I can trust him, because your mom wonders, like, okay, what are you doing? But today was his daughter's birthday. But he could at least, like, send me a text and say, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it. But he didn't do anything. He didn't do none of that.
That's just who he is. So don't compromise on what you want. Know that this is who he is. So if you want something else, you have to put out there that you want to move on and you want something else so that the divine can provide something else for you. But be clear in what it is that you want.
Do you think I should tell him that?
Oh. Tell him what? That you want to move on? If that's what you want to do, if you tell him you want to move on, he's going to say okay, because he's not going to want to hang out if you're wanting to move on, because that's just not who he is. His pride would kick in, and he would be like, okay. It's not going to be that simple, but you can't – if you want to move on and you tell him, you got to be ready to move on, because you can't tell him and then the next day reach back out to him, because that doesn't feel like it's going to work for him.
Yeah.
You're
describing him to a T. we broke up. I'm gonna be honest. We broke up over 6 or 7 times already. Because it's like you said, the pickup. Then it's good for 2 days, and then
it goes back. This is his comfort zone. This is who he is. This is the shirt he wears, the pants he wears. This is who he is.
Yeah.
So it's work.
Yeah, he's going to be complacent like this forever.
He's the guy that you're going to have to, if you want to be with him for the rest of your life, this is what it'll look like. 3 days on, 2 days off. 5 days on, 1 day off. When it's on, it's awesome. And when it's off, it sucks. So it's like you have to be able to take both.
I would say, I think I'm going to take my card. I'm going to check out. I'm checking out. It's just so unexciting, and I definitely compromised a lot with this one. I mean, this is totally opposite of what I would go for. This is everything that my parents told me not to be with, and I'm with this of me trying to find love, but I don't think I can do this anymore, because he just does whatever he wants. He doesn't communicate, and it makes me think he's doing something.
Well, I would love to help you through it. If you need more, I would really invite you to come out and let me do some work with the Soul System Diagnostic 20-minute session, if that's what you want to do. But it sounds like you got the information you needed. You just have to decide what's right for you. And that's what it always is about. What's right for you?
Mm-hmm.
There's
no,
seven.
I'm leaving.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm
going to get out of this. This is it.
Okay, my dear. Well,
it's
you.
Been like
good
this
luck
since
with
January.
The.
January.
Huh?
It's been like this since January. Yeah.
Well, do the right thing for you and be clear and loving in your communication, and you'll be able to open up the opportunity for something new. Okay?
Okay. All right. Great.
All right.
Thank you so much.
God bless. You're welcome. Bye-bye. That's always kind of the gist of relationship questions, is we often find ourselves having conversations and questioning the relationship that we're in, because we want a relationship. Relationships are all part of the soul journey conversation, because who you are is also who you're with. And you want to be with somebody that's standing with you in light while you're on that journey to whatever this purpose is that you have. You know, I share my story as I work with people, and I've been with my husband for 17 years, and I have what I would call an amazing relationship. It's an app. I'm amazed as I think about this person that I'm with. And 25 years ago, my life wasn't like this. I was like a lot of women struggling, trying to figure out what there was to do. And this is my second marriage. My first marriage didn't turn out. And relationships can be hard. But one day I sat down and did some really great work in my soul and in spirit, and came to terms with exactly what it was I wanted. And I did an exercise where I kind of wrote it out in heavy, full detail, holding nothing back. And I did some work around it and sent it out to the divine and did some energy work around it. And it very quickly, like within days, this young man showed up, and we've been together ever since in what one could say perfect harmony. And that's what is possible if you truly do the work and do the focus and focus on nothing but the positive and focus on fulfilling what's important to you through these desires that we have. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. You're on the air. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel. It's Yvette.
Hello, Yvette. That is my middle name.
Are you serious?
Do you spell it with a Y or do you spell it with an E?
With a Y.
That's my middle name. That's what the Y is in my email address.
Cool.
I don't meet very, very many Yvettes with a Y. Look at you.
You know who you look like.
Who do I look like?
Audrey McDonald.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah. Totally.
Oh, wow. Oh, goodness. Well, so far, we have hit off awesomely.
Oh, well, I'm so
Wimbingly,
proud of you.
I mean, my goodness. I think she's absolutely stunning.
I will
take that.
Yeah. It's really uncanny, especially the one photo of you. Really, I'm serious. Since you're on a roll tonight, I would love to ask. Yeah, I would, because I feel like I'm in a really good host. I've done enough work on myself. I mean, you know what I mean.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so I'm just energetically prepping and getting, I know I'm getting ready for that, but I know that I'm meeting guys, and I'm just like, just my intuition is like, not really.
Okay.
And I'm definitely not desperate, so, but I'm keen. I have a keen sense as well. So I just want to know, like, when that man shows up, every fiber of my being, I don't want to doubt. I like to completely, you know, have more certainty than not. Like, yeah, this is a really cool person. I definitely want to hang out and get to know this person. They want to get to know me.
Okay, so you want to know, because I heard a couple of things, and I just want to back up, make sure I'm focusing on the right thing, because one of the things that you said was you feel like you're in a great relationship now.
I'm not in a relationship.
You're not. Okay, cool.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, that's what I want to make sure.
Zero
that's what
relationship.
I heard. Okay. Zero, nix, nine, negative.
Yeah.
Nothing happening. But you are meeting a lot of people. Okay, that makes more sense to me. Okay,
I am.
So I'm good now.
Yeah.
You're actually a magnet right now. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing you as a magnet. And that the hard part – no, that's not strong enough. You are a flame and the moths are flying. It literally feels like this, like you're batting them off, that they're coming and introducing themselves and saying, hey, how you doing? That's what it feels like. That's what I'm seeing. And you're not feeling it because it's like a deep connection. They walk up to you. It's very superficial and it's like, you know, and they're not what you're looking for because you have done the work. So you're much more evolved. And so what I'm seeing, hold on a second now, what is that? What I'm seeing is not the end of the year. Before the end of the year, I'm seeing you making a connection with a much more higher level selection. I see three. You're going to have to choose. You're going to have to choose. She's like, I'm all right with that. You're going to have to choose between three. So numbers and things can sometimes be hard, and timing can be
but
hard
actually,
because it
three
also
is supposed to be a good number for me. So
yeah, you like that three?
Well, it's supposed to be. It's a good number for me.
So I see, and one of them's a little younger. The other two are about the same age. So these guys that I'm seeing are much more kind of Renaissance-ish, much more bohemian, and much more evolved in a much more spiritual way, along with the practical at the same time. And one of them has a little bit more money, which is kind of interesting. So I see the opportunity coming. I see the holidays coming. You haven't made your choice yet by the holidays.
Okay.
So going into 2018 is when you'll make a decision, and there'll be one person at your arm, but you haven't decided. They're present, but you haven't decided.
Well, is it that one guy steps more closer than the others?
Repeat your question.
Is it that one guy steps more closer, like he like makes more of an aggressive move?
Well, yeah, I mean, intentions are made more clear.
Right.
And future planning it starts to be spoken about. This is what I want to do. This is where I see myself. Sure, it'd be cool if you, you know, if you're interested in that, we could, you know, that mm-hmm. kind of talk.
Okay.
And you know, because you're kind of ready, but not ready. You're like, I'm
yeah.
okay with having fun, but if somebody showed up right now, I wouldn't mind, you know, hanging out. That's the space you're in. So it can be misleading. If
mm-hmm.
people just want to have a good time, because like, oh, well, she just wants to have a good time. I could do that because it occurs that way. But literally, if he said, "Hey, you want to turn this into something? Yeah, let's turn it into something. Let's do that too." You're in that kind of in on one side of the line, on the other side of the line. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I really don't play around that much, but I do think guys sometimes mislead me as being more
yeah.
playful than I am. Yeah.
That's how you occur. And so it's like
yeah.
you occur
okay.
like, hey, this is a great time. Woohoo, we're having fun. But if he
okay.
popped out a ring and you were feeling him, you'd be like, let's do it if you were feeling it.
Okay. Because
they
yeah.
don't. And so that's what I mean. Does that make more sense?
Yeah.
And so okay. the one guy that wins is going to win because he's going to be talking more about what there is to do moving forward, because you've got plans, you've got things you want to do, and it's based on a trajectory of these things that you want to do moving forward around your life ambition and your journey. He's gonna lay out his process, and it's gonna click.
Awesome.
And you guys are gonna wake up and you're like, oh my god, I think I'm in a relationship right now. And it's gonna be like that for you. So have fun while it's happening, because you got to get your muscles. Gotta get your muscles warmed up so that you can be comfortable in the relationship.
Yeah.
Get your muscles,
so
you know, your relationship.
So how do I do that?
By being okay with having fun. Be okay with having fun. Sometimes he may not be the one, but you can still have some fun. And I'm not. I mean, just like go out.
Go
out. You don't have to do everything, but
right. Yeah, I totally get
you.
I understand completely.
So that you can remember what it's like to just really engage, so that you don't have the awkwardness of
okay.
trying to figure it out. And then
okay.
when these three show up, then they just have to do the best man wins.
True. True, true,
right?
True. Yep.
Does that help?
It totally helps. Totally helpful. Is it okay to ask one more question, or you have someone else on the line?
I have lots of people on the line.
Okay.
And I was supposed to end early today, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. But,
well, I appreciate
your
time.
It's my pleasure. I would invite you to visit the website, bellydancingmedium.com, join the mailing list. You can reach out to me. I have a service that I offer for radio listeners if you want a little more. It's a $45 session, so it's nice and affordable. I would love to help you. You're a lot of fun to connect with. But please, and nothing else, let me know how it goes, because I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing about these fun guys showing up to the table here to take a drink of Yvette.
I love it. Thank you.
Alrighty.
So much.
You're welcome.
I'm
going to
keep in touch. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. That was a lot of fun. I've never been called Audra McDonald before. That was really super cool. So before I can connect with the last couple of callers here, I just wanted to repeat my website again for you, bellydancingmedium.com. Go to the website, sign up for my newsletter, and get that free copy of my Keys of Life Transformation. It's a condensed copy of my book. It does give you the information about what those keys are that will help you if you're having some troubles focusing, or you're trying to get to the answer, whether the answer is relationship, career, moving, family. It doesn't really matter. Because all it is a conversation about how to move your life forward. In those keys, I give you a really great a solution or tool to help you get your chakras in line. And that's something that can be of service to you. So anything I can do to be of support, that's what I'm here for. And join my prayer list. I pray on it every morning, and I have a circle that prayers on it once a week. Add your name, and you'll get some wonderful, wonderful energy. And please like my Facebook page. I'm trying to get to 200 likes so I can tell my friend to stop teasing me. So you'll see it right there on the website, Angel the Belly Dancing Medium, and just like my page, and that'd be really super awesome. I would really appreciate it. Thank you for holding. You're on the air. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel. My name's Joe.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay. Oh, I'm so excited. You're awesome. You sound really awesome and upbeat, and I love it. Where are you calling from, Joe?
Indianapolis.
I love
yes.
it. I get people. You're my first Indianapolis.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, it's a really nice town.
Oh, cool.
You know,
I like to write down the names
like
of the cities.
Like medium size.
It's medium size, not too big, not too small. I like that.
Yeah.
And I think I totally just misspelled Indianapolis. Oh, my gosh. so what can I do for you this evening?
Okay, well, I'm going to stay with the trend, but it's a relationship
right.
with myself.
Relations. It's the love show. Okay. Never know when the love show is going to show up.
Well,
so
it's a
let's
relationship
do it.
With myself.
Okay. I like it.
So I'm starting school in 2.5 weeks, and I've got a lot of work to do, and I've known this, you know, for the past 2.5 weeks, and I can't get past this wall.
Okay.
And I don't know, looking for inspiration or something. It's like, every time I sit down to do the work, I feel like I'm looking for something else.
I'm going to tell you something. Something about when you're on your soul journey, the hardest part is stepping on the road. You know, you can look at it, and you can map it out, and you can sit down and do all the work to prepare yourself and say, I'm ready to do it. Pack your bags and put on your traveling suit. Stepping out the door and stepping on the road is usually the hardest part, and that's where you're at. You know, you've made a decision to do something and take your life in a certain direction, and the school, when it starts and you start doing the work, there's a part of you that realizes that, oh my God, this is about to happen, and all the scary stuff that you're not even aware that you're thinking around, am I worthy? Can I do this? What's going to happen when I'm done? Am I going to be able to do all these things I want to do? Take hold, and you go into what I call spiritual paralysis. And spiritual paralysis can take you into all kinds of different directions. It can take you into darkness. It can take you into depression. It can take you into fear. It can distract you by having you do other stuff, maybe other projects, things like that, and that's the space that you're in. So the inspiration that I would love to share with you is this. You're a magical being, and you're a child of the divine, and you made a wish, and that wish was heard. And it was heard because you are deserving. And when you're complete with this process, all your wishes are going to come true. Because there's nothing that you can't do. You're capable of anything. If you believe that, then these classes and this work that you need to do will occur to you exactly what it is, just stuff you need to do. And if you're ever afraid, or if you're ever blocked, or if you're ever paralyzed, just stop, ground yourself. Get the chakras nice and clear. Connect to the gold light that's the divine. And remember the message that you were just given. And see if you can do the work then. That's the message I was told to give you.
That's really beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. So I would find that when the Reebok class, get that link when the show uploads. And fast forward to that part. Write it down or just keep listening to it, because that was a channeled message. I don't remember what was said, but that was for you and anybody else who's listening, because usually that's what happens. But that's who you are. And you do that every day. Every day. And you'll find it'll get easier and easier and easier. And you'll look back on this and go, wow, I can't believe I was so stressed out. This is easier than I thought it was. That's where you're going to be in like 4 or 5 months. It's going to be so easy for you. Okay.
I do have one other thing, and it's similar to it. There's a grant I want to write.
Okay.
And there's two ideas that I have. Are these good ideas for the grant?
Yes. So, yes. Yes, because one of them is going to help other people. It feels like this is a process that will help others, which is along the grains of your purpose and why you were put here. So yes, and one thing I acknowledge that I want you to look at as you look at all this stuff is that the first question you had in the space that you were in was in paralysis. And the moment that you opened up and allowed the energy from the divine to remind you that you were powerful, you went back to the ideas and the grant and the stuff that is why you've been put here. Did you see that?
Hmm.
How it opened
I'll
up
listen
for you?
To that again.
Because it opened up for you and you were more open to the possibilities after you realized, after you connected to that. Do that every day. And that grant, those grants will write themselves.
And it's the grant with the film.
Film. So I'm going to ask, is it the grant with the film? And the film, the answer is yes, but the film is not the only thing in that project. There's a film and something else.
Okay.
Does that make
yeah.
sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of work, and it's a fun, and you need to get your process together because you have to get that grant out there because you need help. You need your team. You need to get your team together.
All right. I'm on
it. All right. All righty. Let me know how things go, Power Woman, in Indianapolis.
Hey, thank you so much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
God
thank
bless you.
You.
Take care.
You too.
Oh, that was really super cool. I love working with people and helping them find their purpose. Once again, check out the website, bellydancingmedium.com. Please like my Facebook page. Join my mailing list to pull up the 8 Keys to Life Transformation. And go to the website and check out the Soul System Diagnostic. You'll find a lot of information there about the things that can help you focus and move your life forward. I also have a link on my page that explains what the Soul Journey Transformation is made up with. For those of you who are struggling with energy, struggling with staying positive, struggling with moving forward, I give you some really good definitions of the chakras and the energies that are associated with each thing, the elements of your life that are associated with each chakra, so you can see which chakras to work with. And working with your chakras in meditation can help you get clarity and focus and release in the areas that are blocking you. So, for example, if you are struggling with financial freedom, perhaps you have issues with holding on to money, perhaps you have issues with being financially independent, or you have some emotional or survival issues around money, the root chakra is a great chakra to work with because it represents, as I say on my site, the foundation of feeling or being grounded. And so doing some of the really solid work around that chakra can really help bring you some solutions. Let's take one more caller. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. What can I do for you?
Well,
all kinds of stuff. I'm okay.
I'm calling to find out about my love life. I kind of want to know when will I be starting a serious relationship?
Oh, nice. I think only had one person didn't call about relationship tonight. The love show. Okay. So it's difficult. The timing I'm seeing is it's difficult to say. Because it's a very general question and to answer in a very short amount of time here. But what I will say is I do see that you are not, like they say the same thing, you're not finished. Do see connection. I do see marriage. So that's not something that you have to stress on. What you want to do, if you're being asked to not worry about when it's going to happen, because it will happen faster if you stop putting energy on when. You're looking so hard. You're waiting for it.
Breathe. I'm really not. I just come outside, you know. I just come outside. But I'm not really. Believe it or not, I'm really not.
I'm just giving what they're saying. So maybe they're being dramatic with you, but at the end of the day, the holidays look really positive and promising for you around opportunity. So I think that what I'm getting here is more opportunity that you want around going into the fall, into the early winter months, so October, November, because you're not getting choices that are interesting right now. So yes, that's what I get.
I guess after next week, I can come outside more and socialize more.
Yeah.
I kind of was like in a school program, so I'm done after next week.
Yay!
So.
Congratulations.
I could be a normal human being.
But you also want to celebrate. You want to be in a space of celebration. And so
yeah.
That's not, you know, this whole conversation around a relationship is not the space that you're going to be in for the next few months, because you've been sequestered for a long time. So you want to enjoy life, okay? You want to enjoy life and get yourself back out there. And you're going to find that the people that you meet now that you've gone through this process are going to be much more along the lines of what you're looking for. So that's the timing that I get. You can change that. You can pull that closer to you, or you can push it farther away from you, depending on how you step outside, as you say. Because the choice is yours, right? So do the work specifically around your heart and your root chakra, so that you can get yourself ready and clear around your readiness for a relationship and the desires of what kind of relationship you want, so that you just don't bring any old body. You have a specific desire of what this person is, so that you'll bring the right person to you.
Okay? Thank you. No, I'll definitely do that.
We'll do that and go out and have a good time, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So here we are in the throes, the final minutes. And I want to repeat the website, bellydancingmedium.com, and request that you take a moment to go to my website, like my Facebook page. It's right there under my happy smiley face. Join my mailing list so that you can get a copy of the 8 Keys of Life Transformation. And if there's anything that you've heard on this show that was inspirational for you or that was helpful for you, I am glad that I've been of service. And I thank the divine spirit for allowing me the opportunity to connect with you. And ask that you like the radio page, that we get a little more hits, a little more visibility here on New Age Guild Radio, so our practitioners that are coming out can be of service more for you. And I need you to know how much I enjoy what I do and how much I love you all for having faith in my gifts to help you along with what you need. And it is a pleasure to be here for you, to help you in your personal soul journey transformation. Take some time to check out what that means on the website, if that's the first time you've ever heard that phrase, because it's a powerful, powerful process, taking your soul on a journey of purpose. And if there's anything that I can do to help you with that process, please let me know. You can check in and get a soul system diagnostic, very simple process. I took a bunch of people through it last weekend. And I'm scheduling people this weekend to go through a 20-minute session that can really dig and give you what you need. I'm happy to help you out, and I want to help you out. I want to take care of everything that you need to take care of to get you to your next level. And stay tuned for some class content brought to you by request for some of the listeners. Get on that mailing list and you'll know when and where everything will take place. So thank you for tuning in. I will chat with you next week. For those of you who will be there, I'm going to be at the Litha Fair this Saturday in beautiful Santa Cruz, California. So I look forward to meeting you all there. In the meantime, God bless you. Take care. And remember, ignite your life today so that you can evolve it tomorrow. Good night.